Hello and welcome to the Unexpected Couple podcast. You have your hosts, me, Niall, and my wife, Becky. This podcast is all about relationships, happy stories, and general husband and wife chat. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our views entirely our own and don't represent the companies we work for. You can find us and our other podcasts at Facebook and Instagram under Abbey Sounds and email us with any topics, relationship advice, or even just to say hello at abbeysounds@outlook.com. Enjoy the podcast. Hello and welcome to the Unexpected Couple episode 10 and season finale. As always, I'm our beautiful co-host. Oh, Mrs. Abbey.
Thank you. Yep.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. Been up too much today?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you've been cleaning the house.
Well, that's what I do every day. Well, that's what I plan to do every day. Sometimes I just sit in front of the telly, but...
Oh, I haven't done that much. I've just played games and gone for a run.
Well, it was like a 2 minute run.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't 2 minutes. It was like 6.5 minutes, so triple the time.
Well, it felt like 2 minutes because I was just sat here waiting. Well, my job was to make a cup of tea and I sat there while you went out for a run and forgot to make the tea, but
to be fair, I'm trying to start running because there's nothing else to do. And when all the gym's back open, I don't want to be starting from absolute fresh. So I'm working my way up. I'm to like 3/4 of a mile as quick as I can now.
I just don't get people who run.
Shit.
And people go, no, I really like it, I enjoy it. Really love going for a run.
There we go.
I just don't understand why you... I'm sure after they've done it, the endorphins kick in and they love it, but I just don't get it myself.
I don't get running. It's shit. It's boring. You feel good after. Like, any exercise, you feel good after, but it's not great. I don't know. I'm only doing it because there's nothing else to do. I prefer to get my cardio through sports and to lift weights.
Well, you bought your new golf clubs, you can start golfing. That's going to be really strong on your cardio work, isn't it?
Actually, I was going to say something there. But I think you do like 5 miles. That's ridiculous. It's not 5 miles. I think I've done about 20,000 steps for a game of golf.
Well, I suppose the walking when you're doing like a...
Yeah, you don't get carts in this country really, unless it's a really long course, and then you will get cut just for speed up play.
Just apologise for Niall's phone going off there. Clearly hasn't put it on silent. How unprofessional of you, Niall.
I know, that's disgraceful. I actually had to cut out loads last episode as well.
Why?
Because it kept on... I kept on bleeping, because obviously I can't hear it when it goes off.
If that was me, you would be going crazy at me right now.
I know.
But yeah, tell us about your big game of golf.
Well, I don't think anyone would be that interested, but I've just joined a golf club, Hollywood Golf Club. And yeah, it's just something to do, really. I played a lot of golf last summer, but I went off playing it, and now I think it's a good social event.
I think it is a social event when the weather's nice. You like just love going out and playing golf together. I don't.
And then you get pissed after. I never get pissed after because they always play Saturdays, and I have work Saturday evening, so I can never have fun after golf. I just go play golf and go home. But I'm hoping I'll be able to play more, especially this summer, because I'm taking loads of Saturdays off. I'm gonna go fucking Saturday ballistic because I want to enjoy my summer this year.
I feel like golf just has to be good weather though. Like, no one likes it when it's windy, no one likes it when it's raining.
No, you don't like it when it's windy. I actually quite like it when it's raining, as long as you've got the appropriate gear on. Obviously, if you've gone just trousers and a t-shirt and it starts raining, no one likes that. But if you have the proper gear on, I actually do like it when it's raining. Windy, no. Windy's shit because there's no cover. You're on an open fairway and it's just generally shit and your ball goes all over the place. Mine goes all over the place anyway because I'm not very good. But I am trying to get better this year. So I bought some new golf clubs.
I've joined
a golf club. I'll probably just be living there. The only downside is it's about 25 to 30 minutes drive away. So it's going to be a pain in the arse getting home if I've had too much to drink, or retrieving my car. Yeah, maybe if I really enjoy it, I might have to move to Hollywood.
I'd be up for that.
Anything interesting in your life? Because this is a season finale, so they won't hear us for a good few weeks.
literally nothing exciting in my life. I sorted out my curtains today.
Oh, you were loving that, I could see.
Separated them with toilet rolls. Little Mrs. Hinch here.
Oh, is that what you were doing? I wondered why you were doing it.
Yeah, so all the gaps, because they're just for show now, because now we've got the shutters. They're just for show, so we never actually close them. And they just look nice with the toilet rolls in between.
Are they permanently on there now?
Yeah, you don't touch the curtains now. Just leave them as they are.
Right, so would it not have been better to buy curtains? Or are you happy with the curtains you got?
No, like the curtains I've got. Okay. But it's just toilet roll. I can put them into new curtains.
That's what I said. Are they permanently like that now? With the toilet rolls?
No, you can still take them out. But yeah, the curtains are not to be touched now. Okay. And I've just done a bit of housework. I've done my normal Saturday, like washing and change the bedding and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's...
Have you found out when you're back to work and not furloughed anymore?
No, not yet.
No. Okay.
Still clueless, but, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of my time.
So when we come back, there'll be nothing interesting.
There's nothing interesting about my life normally. In lockdown, I'm stuck in a house. There is most certainly nothing interesting. I did start the glassing. Did I start that last podcast?
Yeah, no, you said last podcast and you still haven't finished it.
No, you haven't touched it since. And I don't want to, if I'm being honest with you, but I've got to do it at some point.
As soon as you get a date to going back to work, you've got to finish that.
Yeah. I have planned it for next week, but that's what I said last week. But yeah, that's on my to-do list. And once that's done, you have to do the tile rails and you have to tile the kitchen. That's my condition. Because then the house will be done and then we can do the garden this summer.
Well, I've got to the end of March, because once end of March comes, 28th, as long as the restrictions carry on how they're going, 28th of March will allow people in your garden up to six.
Yeah.
So,
we'll be having people.
Yeah. But I'll probably be having people around who are going somewhere. And then 12th of April, pubs outside.
But this is why I'm trying to get you to do all the jobs now, because once restrictions ease, I probably won't see you for a whole summer.
No, you probably won't.
So I'm trying to get in all the jobs now so I can have my house lovely. So when people are allowed inside the house or outside, it looks nice. And then I want to get some plants and pots for the garden. But that's not hard. I can go to a garden centre and do that.
Well, about a week before, I'm going to sort the garden out.
Get your power washer out.
Yeah. Get all the algae off the slabs.
Yeah.
Get all the rubbish off the...
Veg patch. Wow. Well, we say veg patch. It's a tiny corner of our garden.
It's still a veg patch.
The only centre that has a little bit of soil. So that's what I want to get some plants, just to give it a bit of colour in the garden.
Okay. You can do all that then.
Yeah. I've already planned how I want it. But
you need to sort out the front garden. It's not actually that bad, because we've got all the stuff. It's just getting the weeds coming through.
Yeah, I want a new light throughout the front as well. But
I know, but we've discussed this. It costs just a lot of money. Wall. Yeah, but it costs a lot of money, and no one wants to do it, because it's not worth their time.
No, but don't do a proper one. Just do like the one we've got at the moment, just one that works.
But it won't. It just die every 6 months, and they don't want to pay for a light that's going to die every 6 months. All the solar lights are shit.
Oh, can we just take it out then? Because it just looks ugly.
If it looks like it works, it doesn't work, but it looks like it works.
Okay. Outside's another story. We've got a long time before we get to outside.
We've got a lot to do, because people are going to start coming around soon.
Yeah, but no one's going to be fussed about the light outside the front, are they?
Anyway,
about the garden and
this
the
is a shit conversation. So I'm going to move on to... So this is the last episode of this season. Probably going to have a little bit of a break. Probably come back around about when we've got new stories of going out and anything other than just... with our house.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe, hopefully, once we've done this season, we can maybe think of some good ideas or things to put into next season going forward that would be really good for the podcast. So,
yeah, we've got a couple of ideas going forward. Same with Four Brummies. This will be the last episode of the Four Brummies. I'll record that tomorrow. And yeah, it's just mainly about... Maybe we'll look back on some of your episodes that you liked, what you didn't like, stuff we felt that worked.
Yeah, this was kind of like the trial run, wasn't it? So, well, we say that. It was just by accident, because you had all the stuff from doing Four Brummies and we ended up just having a chat because we were bored. So I think it'll be quite interesting to kind of get some like more concrete ideas and then we'll be able to like see people, and as you say, we'll actually have something interesting to talk about. But yeah. I think season two, we're going to try and come up with a better plan rather than just winging it each episode, just sitting having a chat.
That's the kind of plan I've got. I've got a few ideas of what going forward. I might talk about them later on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I was thinking if we look back on some of the episodes, we'll go through number one to number nine.
Yeah.
Because this is number 10. My feeling was when we first started, it was like I was doing the four Brummies and I thought it could be quite interesting because I don't particularly like it, but I did enjoy listening to the podcast that you had with the
Shag Married Annoyed.
Yeah, that's it. And I thought that could be quite interesting to see what me and you can do. And it kind of frees me up away from the four Brummies.
Mm.
So I thought we'd try it. And it's worked out. I've really enjoyed it, to be fair. 99% of the time.
I was going to say, we've had a couple of arguments over it, but not too many.
Yeah.
I think we've probably laughed more than we've argued, which has been good.
And I think that will stop itself when we're not always together. Because a lot of that, when we've had arguments, it's not about the podcast itself.
It's just one of us being crabby.
Yeah, it's one of us not being in the right mood to do it. And because you've got a schedule, there's nowhere to escape to. You can't like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll go out for the pub or something.
Yeah, we are a bit stuck with each other now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. That's exactly the perfect way to describe it. We are stuck with each other. So there's no... Sometimes arguments... I'd say arguments. We don't really argue that much, but it's
bicker.
Like... Yeah, especially me. I'll hold on to something for a while. I am like a woman, and you're a woman, so you hold on to stuff for a while. So it could be... stuff that happened last night or early in the day, we'll record in the evening and we'll still be not 100%.
Yeah.
And I have to force myself way through it sometimes. And hopefully when it comes to, you know, season two, when we're able to escape each other, if we are having like a bad day and we'll say, oh, we'll film it tomorrow. Or sorry, record it tomorrow. Then it should go a lot better.
Yeah, we'll probably look forward to spending some time just with each other, like talking.
I would actually have stuff to talk about. It'd be literally go back to how it was with conversation. I would tell you all about stuff that happened on the nights or enjoy talking to you again about just random stuff. Random stuff that happens in my life.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of that lately, have we?
No, because nothing random happens in my life. Nothing happens in... Anything happens in my life right now.
As I'm sure everyone can tell listening, the stories and the what you've been up to, it's just got worse and worse each week because there's less and less.
Having the subject to talk about has really helped. And I would like to do that in future. You know what? We'll go on to the future of the stuff after this. So we'll go for the episodes.
Yeah.
And try and see, you know, how you felt about them or how we both felt about them. So first one
feels like so long ago, the first one, like, wow. I remember doing it downstairs, but I can't actually.
The first one we did in December.
No.
Yeah, we did it in December, but I didn't release it for ages because I was waiting on the four Brummies. I wanted to do two. I wanted to release four episodes.
Yeah.
And then that could be a good start so people have four episodes to listen to, or two if they just want to listen to the one.
Okay.
So the first one, that's all the way back in December, I think, and that was literally, the description is, this is the first episode of The Unexpected Couple, and in this podcast we talk about how we first met and the future of the podcast.
Oh, that's nice. I always quite like our little story of how we first met because it just makes me laugh.
It's just terrible. It's no fairy tale. That's why it's brilliant.
Not at all. But it's nice to remind of like that time, which was
I think that's good,
quite a long time ago now. It's nice to look back at it.
I don't know any one of our friends had had a fairy tale meeting.
Some of my friends have been quite sweet, like school sweethearts.
We were school sweethearts.
No, we weren't. I've had a few nice stories, but actually there's a few that aren't great stories, but
that's what I mean. So it's just reality.
Yeah,
I like our story. You never let me tell it properly though, most
well
of the
time. No, that's just because we disagree, which I think was in the episode. Yeah. Two different versions.
I thought that the reaction was quite good on that one. I think a lot of people liked it.
Yeah, it's very, that's like, I feel like the story of me and you and how we tell it sums us up, because we'll tell it in completely different ways. But that is like me and you. I feel like it just embodies us as people. I feel like that is just what we are like.
A second podcast.
Yeah.
We talked about... We tried to get the good news articles going.
Yeah. Is this where you talked about the whales that ended up dead in the next episode?
No, that was the third episode. Oh. Was he? It might have been the first episode. No, I don't
know. Oh, no. This was the reunited family, I think. That was cute.
So it was...
Yeah. To be honest, I think it was so much better when you looked for happy stories. When I looked for it, I'm just very lazy and I can't be bothered to trawl the internet. So I have like two sources that I look at, and if nothing takes my fancy, I'm like that. Nah, I'm not going to mention that.
I weren't super happy on the second episode.
Right.
Just re-listening to it. I don't know. I felt like as we get into the later episodes, it really hit our stride of what we wanted to do. And I feel like we had a subject to talk about and, you know, like making lists and shit like that. And I think that really went down well, not only with the listeners, but also I enjoyed them more. Having a list to make.
What else did we do on that episode?
No, literally, I can't remember off the top of my head, but it just says good news articles and general chat again about the future of the podcast.
Because I think we were trying to find what we wanted to do. And we did a few good things, though, in the episodes. I can't remember which episodes we did what.
Both of them were, you know, they were good episodes in terms of us finding our feet. They weren't bad, they weren't horrendous.
Well, we don't know what everyone else thinks, true.
But I did really enjoy them.
I just want to apologise if anyone can hear our washing machine in the background. It's extremely noisy at the moment and I can't understand why.
I think one of the legs is going on it, or one of the legs isn't even, so it's shaking a lot more.
Okay, well, if you can hear it, I'm sorry.
Crazy life of Becky Abbey. She's the washing machine's going awry.
Well, I'm just thinking about everyone who's listening. They're probably thinking, what's going on in the background?
Now, it wasn't the next two. The next one, we started doing overrated stuff. And I really, really enjoyed that episode.
Do you know what?
Brilliant.
I've still got a lot of people get back to me on this episode. And still, I've had no one agree that McDonald's is overrated. Everyone's kind of said, I agree with a lot of the things apart from this. My friends went on a big, I think because the next episode's underrated stuff, isn't
it? No, the next one after. You're in control for that one.
Oh, that was shit. But yeah, no one has agreed with me about McDonald's, but I have had a lot of feedback over the overrated and underrated stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't believe people fucking like Mackey's that much.
I mean, there's liking it and then there's obsessed with it. Like, for instance, we drove past Alton McDonald's.
Oh,
and
my God.
They had to block off one side of the road to stop people turning in. People were queuing for, like, probably about, 10 minutes before even turned in?
More than that.
It was ridiculous.
It's got to the stage where they literally had to stop allowing people turning right into Mackey's. So people using the next road to just turn right and turn round. That's how bad it was getting.
Like, and how do these people think it's that good for it?
This will mean nothing to people who don't live in Birmingham. But Alton Mackey's is the bottom of a hill. And at the bottom of the hill, we saw this massive traffic jam. We couldn't see past Mackey's at this point. So there's a massive traffic jam. Couldn't see past Mackey's. And we thought, here we go.
I thought it was like maybe like a road closed on the way into Birmingham or something.
I just thought it was a crash.
It was just out of nowhere, massive queue.
It wasn't moving. As you got to the top of the hill, you can see down all the way to Mackey's, which is probably about 400, 500 metres, possibly more. I'd say at least 400, 500 metres. And then we noticed about halfway down the hill, there's no traffic after Mackey's.
They were all just queuing.
It was all queuing for McDonald's on a Friday night at about, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
It's actually insane.
Then people were parking on the pavement.
Yeah.
It was just madness. For McDonald's, is it really that good? I don't think so. But clearly, some of you listeners will think that it is, and it's just not.
And it took, at least 15 to 20 minutes to do 400 metres because of McDonald's?
I mean, I can't. If you were in that queue, I was shouting abuse at you from my car and I would have called you all the things under the sun, just so you know. But I didn't understand why you'd block a road and think, do you know what, this is worth it for McDonald's.
There's going to have to, I don't know if it's just because of the pandemic, so once the pandemic's properly over and everything else opens up, it won't be as bad. But if that's what Mackey's doing to that local road, they've got to pay to get it properly sorted, because that is fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
How could you want fast food that much?
But clearly we're on our own here, because no one's going, do you know what, guys, you're right about
Mackey's
McDonald's.
Everyone's like, no, don't agree about McDonald's.
I just don't understand people queuing for hours for it, but
maybe they're addicted, I don't know.
Right, what was the next episode?
That was just about us talking about video calling.
Things you hate.
Yeah, you were in control of that one.
I don't think that one was very good because I can't remember it.
I don't know, off the top of my head. I remember the video calling. I went on a good old rant about that.
Yeah.
Because I hate video calling. Episode 5, we did underrated things.
Yeah. I've had probably in the last few days, my girl WhatsApp group just going crazy over Yorkies and just saying that
yes.
there's quite a few of them that are like, I'm with you on Yorkies. And a lot of the raisin and biscuit version. Yeah. I didn't know they were still making them. I haven't seen them in ages, but they've bought multi-packs.
They're the I've seen them. Purple, pink versions.
The purple ones, yeah. So I'm quite intrigued to try them. I haven't tried them for a long time, but I do like raisin anything, basically.
Yeah, really enjoy them episodes. I think we should do more lists when we do when we do season two. I think we should really keep the list because I think a lot of people reacted really well to them.
Yeah.
It's always quite good because it gets me going off on a rant and then also you. So I think they're always good because it livens us both up.
Yeah, and we're both very passionate about stuff like that, aren't we?
Yeah. So. We'd agree our most hated episode making, and that was episode 6.
Was that
about
the one we redid?
Different stream boys and girls.
Oh, yeah. The one that we did halfway through. And then
Peter, one of the four Brummies, actually noticed. He was like, I didn't notice listening to the first time, but when I heard you say it on episode 7 that you had to redo it, he said, I went back and listened to it again. And yeah, you really noticed the second half of that episode so much happier. And so you could tell that you're not pissed off at each other. Obviously, you had a break.
Do you know what? We weren't even angry at each other. It was just, I think I was in like a
you
really,
were really
rubbish,
funny mood.
I just weren't into it. Do you know when you just can't be bothered with something? And then I just, and then you were annoyed with me for like being like that. And then, we just kind of blew up. But I'm glad that you can't tell from first listen, but. Yeah, no, that wasn't enjoyable for us, really, was it?
No. Episode 7, we tried another list, which worked out a lot better. It was the American. What Americans find weird about British people.
Yeah.
That was really good. I enjoyed that episode.
I quite like them tweets. They were funner.
I like reading them articles. Just
yeah, Ryder.
It makes me chuckle. Like, it's like you laugh at yourself. You laugh at your own society. Like,
yeah, and you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's things that you think are normal everywhere, and then you're like that, oh shit, that's just normal for us, like like, you know, when you hear a word or something and people are like, look at you like you're saying like another language, and you're like, oh, is that just like a local thing? I thought everyone knew what that would mean. And I like stuff like that because I'm like that, oh yeah, it's quite weird when I think about it.
Episode 8, we went into talking about, you know, me growing up in a family of 10, and we get sidetracked along the way. What did I get sidetracked on? Was it about,
I cannot remember. I thought we just talked about that.
I think it was about schools, wasn't it?
I remember getting sidetracked, but I can't remember what about. But I do remember we were like that. How did we get on this subject?
Yes, yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
But I love when we get sidetracked. I think that's the best material when we go off on a tangent. Like I said, the whole point is to have a subject for the episodes. But then it's about us just having a conversation. So if we go off on to something completely different, as long as just before the time limit, you know, like the hour mark or 45-minute mark, I'm like, oh, shit, maybe we should finish what we were talking about.
Yeah, because it's, like, natural, isn't it? It's not, like, forced. But I think that one's to get it out of the way because, no doubt, you will mention that you have 7 sisters throughout the podcast. So it's easy just to get it done now and people know, you know, that's your interesting fact.
And then the final one, what we did, obviously, last week was the IQ test and Boris reducing the restrictions.
Oh. Every time I hear it, it makes me happy. I watched it on Gogglebox and just the clip of him. I was like that.
Yeah.
Oh, ready
Everyone
to cry.
So happy.
Yeah. Although people are kind of like, oh, well, you know, might happen, it might not. I'm like that. I'm ready. It's going to happen at some point. Buzzing.
I think it obviously will happen at some point. But I think people were really excited, myself included, because I went mad. I mean, joined a fucking golf club. I bought a whole new £400 golf set.
Was that just because of the lockdown?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said, I'm planning on doing it. I redid my gym membership.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen if you have a midlife crisis? If that's what you've just done because lockdown eased, when you have a midlife crisis, you're going to go mad.
Oh, go mental. You know what?
You're going to get, new car,
I don't think
holidays.
I will. I think my midlife crisis won't be spending money. It will be spending money, but I don't think it will be, buying stuff. Or, stuff to impress me. I just think I'll become a wreckhead. I think I'll just flutter it away. I mean, I imagine my midlife crisis to be the pinnacle. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I think it's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
No.
Nicolas Cage. I think it's the one that... I don't know if it is that one. I don't know if that's the title. But it's Nicolas Cage in Vegas. He goes to Vegas to kill himself. But via drugs, alcohol and women. And that's the whole emphasis of the film. That he's an alcoholic and he's trying to kill himself. He's sold everything, and that's what he's doing. But spoiler alert, he finds a woman,
falls in
prostitute,
love.
Yeah. And aww. He realises, you know, there's stuff to live for. The life's not as shit as it is.
Oh, it's kind of like Pretty Woman meets It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That sounds right on my street.
Yeah, it wouldn't ask it for it. It's really, really good. Really, really good.
Ah.
I feel like that's what I'd do if I had a midlife crisis. I wouldn't buy a car.
That's,
I wouldn't sort myself out. I wouldn't get a new hairstyle.
Oh, I think you would not. I wouldn't
start wearing
money.
Brown shoes.
You know, chinos.
Yeah, chinos.
No.
I don't think I would.
We'll wait and see.
We will wait and see. I'll get my little hot piece of arm candy. That'll be my midlife crisis. Like a, I don't know, 21-year-old or something.
Would you not keep me?
Oh, what about if I'm with you? Oh, that's a different story. Then yeah, I probably would buy stupid shit. And I would try and be young again if I was with you. But if I had a midlife crisis and I was divorced, oh, yeah, I think I'd just become a wreckhead.
Oh, lovely. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Two futures to look at now. Exciting. Yeah. Both of them look thrilling.
Yeah, I know. But that's what men do. Because we get to an age where we're no longer... like, there's young men that can beat us up. Women aren't as interested. And you're just bottom of the pile. So kind of like men trying to have their last hurrah before they realise now it's time to just sit at home and die. Let the young men
have
it.
You have a real bleak outlook on life, don't you?
No, it's just truthful. It's truthful. Once you get to like 40, 50... as a man, your life's over. You're no longer... your testosterone's probably as low as it's going to get. And you just... life's done. Life's done. So you try and have this last big hurrah and get a guitar and grow a goatee or buy a fast car.
Oh, please don't grow a goatee. I have enough trouble with bloody facial hair. I do not want you to grow a goatee.
That's what I mean. So I think that's what men do. I don't know if women do that, really, do they? I think if women get divorced or split up, midlife, that's when they have their midlife crisis.
Yeah, but I don't think any... it's not like...
it's not as bad as men.
I feel like women just... I don't think that it's like there's a noticeable change. I think some people get divorced and they have to live their lives as normal, haven't they? So they might go out more, which they didn't do before, but
Do you not think women have their own midlife crisis then? Men certainly do.
I don't know. There's no one I know. Like, I think when people get divorced, their lives change. But that's not... like, I don't feel like anyone goes out of control or... I don't know. Maybe that's just me and from what I see. And I see it as kind of a good thing when people kind of get their lives back. But I don't know. I just don't think it's the same. Whereas, you know, it's like the classic films and TV when men have a midlife crisis, they get like... a 20-year-old girlfriend or a brand new sports car that's too small. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know why it is that men do that, but we do. I haven't known a man not to do it unless they're obviously not in a financial position to do it. Most do it, and quite badly.
Let's hope you're not one of them.
I will be one of them. Like I said, it'll probably depend on my relationship status at the time, depending which way I go.
Well, let's hope we're still together.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, because you're only like, you're almost 30 now, so by 40 we're...
fuck off!
Well, you know,
I'm closer to 30 than I am 25.
Yeah, but we've got to be married for a good set of years, at least, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I'd, like I said, I'm between 40 and 50. I'd say, no, I think 40 is still a big age for anyone, but I would say 45 is when men start having a crisis, up to probably about 55.
Right.
And then they chill out. Chill out a bit because they know that's it. It's time to get chucked out on the pasture.
Oh, don't say stuff like that. Yeah. That's not even that old, man.
It is. It is for a man.
Don't give me that. That's rubbish.
It is because all our old life...
no, you'll still be living life at 55 and you'll be having a great time.
No, it's not the same because a man defines himself on a young man's game.
No, you do.
No, I think most men, all the men I know do. And I have a variety of friends, not just fucking...
we'll
lads.
Have this conversation when you're 55 and we'll say, I'll play this to you.
Yeah.
And you'll be like that, oh.
I mean, I have it now, so God knows what I'm going to be like at 45. I'm being serious. I like, when I go into like a bar now, I'm like, oh.
Oh, do you remember what you told me yesterday?
Oh, yes, that's
a
horrible...
coming out of Morrison's.
That's a horrible stat for anyone around our age or older. Someone born in 2003... he's 18 this year.
Oh. So do you know when you were saying about walking into clubs, you know when you used to go out and you'd be like the youngest lot there?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you were underage or 18, you're like, oh yeah, we're like the youngest here. And do you know when you go and you're at the bar and you see someone, you're like, I'm sure they went to my school, but they're so-and-so's little sister or little brother, or
yeah,
they were like years below me. Oh, they can't be allowed in here. And you work out, and they're actually like legal.
It's disgusting.
But now people like 10 years younger than us are going to be legally in pubs and bars and clubs. That's horrendous. That's horrible.
10 years
younger. And I still think that I'm the youngest people. When I go out, I'm still like, oh, we're the babies. We're not anymore.
10 years ago, I was allowed into pubs. That's just a horrible feeling to know.
That legally, you could
like
just
2003,
walk in.
I think I was in year six. Go, like, ready to go start secondary school.
Yeah, because we started secondary school in 2005. So,
2004.
I thought it was 2005.
No, 04 to 09 we were.
I thought it was 05 to 09.
4 years at school.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 5.
No, 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09.
6 years.
Yeah, because you start half of 04. It's not full years, is it? You don't start January to December. You do.
Yeah, but you start the same. So you start in September and you end in July.
Honestly, you're making yourself seem stupid now.
Okay.
Because what was on the back of your jumpers when you left school?
I thought it was 05 to 09.
It's 04 to 09. 2004, we started. September 2004, you finish in July 2009. Because you do half a year.
Okay, I can't bother to work out.
It's not about working it out. This is just a fact. And it's not going well for you on this conversation.
No, but like you start in the September, the end of 1 year, and you finish with the July. So you are doing 5 full years, aren't you?
So, what was the year you finished year seven? If you started in 04, what do you start in?
I left in 05.
So you finish 05.
Yeah.
Sorry about this. This is going to be really boring radio, but
yeah,
I'm going to
have
to.
Yeah, so I start year 8, 05, finish year 8 in 06.
That's 2 years. That's 2 years.
No, it's not. That's 1 year.
No, because you started in 04, you end in 05.
Yeah, so 1 year. 5 minus 4 is 1.
You start in 05, you finish in 06.
No!
You start in 06, you finish in 07. You start in 07, you finish in 08. You start in 08, you finish in 09. 04 to 09.
I don't think that's right.
Oh,
my God. I've got really confused now. Why are you saying it's 2 years when you're in one school year?
Because we're on about you. Oh, my
you
God.
Start
you're game ready now.
Okay, so
you are talking about a calendar year and an academic year. An academic year goes over 2 calendar years.
Okay, so year seven was 04 to 05. Year eight was 05 to 06. Year nine was 06 to 07. 07 to 08 to 09. Oh, yeah, you are right. That was really hard to sort.
It wasn't at all.
It was.
It wasn't.
I had it in my head that
no,
we started
it wasn't.
In 2005.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't difficult. You made it difficult by just not saying that I was right.
Yeah, that's true.
I knew I am very good with dates and times and remembering stuff like that.
When's our anniversary now?
23rd of March 2018.
No, 19.
19?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2021 now, isn't it? I keep thinking 2020.
Yeah, because that.
Oh, no, because that. You know what it is? It's because that thing your friend Laura gave us is 18, not 19.
Yeah, but I've got rid of that at the bottom.
I know, but I looked at that every day.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's why I always get confused.
Okay, I will give you that because I can't remember our anniversary off the top of my head all the time, so.
I'm really good with dates and stuff.
I apologise for that. But in 2003, we'll be in year five, year six. These people were being born then. We were going into secondary school, these people were being born,
or
and now
starting,
they can go out.
Or year six.
Do you know what that means? Like, do you know when there's certain places where you're like, oh, we're too old to go there? We've never had that before, but we're going to be, we're kind of too old to be there
well,
now.
Well, yeah, because there'll be certain places we'll go into, and there will literally be a 10-year gap.
I know, but like, when everything opens up and you want to go out and you want to go to the clubs, and there'll be certain places where you'd walk in and be like, everyone here is like 10 years younger.
It's only student places you've got to watch out for. Any pubs and bars, you'll be fine.
Yeah, saying that, anywhere I go, it's like, I like it with the old
people. I mean, the Shorbs went through a stage of being super young. And like, but I mean, generally, if you just go to a pub and a bar, you'll be fine. It's just when you go to student places or clubs, you've got to be aware of.
They're like snobs. have you got a certain cut off? But I feel like everyone still goes, but...
No, because we used to get the fucking 35-year-olds that used to come in and like be dancing up all the 18, 19-year-old girls.
I'm just hoping there's a time where none of my friends want to go to Snob.
That won't happen it with won't. Your friends.
No, it won't. And they all know it. They trick me into going. They don't tell me that that's the so plan horrible. Of the destination.
Such a grotty place. I've never enjoyed night Snobs, even when I was younger.
I don't mind the top room when it's open.
Yeah,
I
like but even then, there. I'd rather go...
I'd rather go anywhere else yeah. where my feet don't stick to the floor. Mm. But, you know.
But, yeah. And anyway, so as we kind of went off a tangent, as we'd like to do so, maybe we keep this one relatively short and we'll just move on to going forward now with the yeah, podcast.
Yeah, so our plans for like next season. So obviously we've still got a lot of work to do before we come back anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think I just don't want like structure, but it would be nice to have like running themes, like a list of something or yeah. do you know what I mean? You had some good ideas there, didn't you?
Our best episodes have been when we have a subject and we bring a list of that subject.
Yeah.
And then you can see how different our lists are.
Yeah.
And we talk about, I think they're the best episodes. I think everyone who's come back said they're the best episodes. Also, get in touch with us if you do like, if you agree with what we're saying. If you don't.
Or disagree. Yeah, or if you've you got any others.
Then tell us what actually aspects you like. I personally feel the feedback I've got and listening back for myself, I think they're the best episodes. So I think going forward, I want to keep more of that in.
Okay.
So season two is going to do that. Also, I was talking to you about maybe doing like every couple of episodes or every few episodes, bringing on a couple.
Like a guest couple.
A guest couple and doing like a, make it a competition.
Yeah.
Of, you know, like doing Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, because we think we'd be quite good at Mr. and Mrs. And I think we'd be quite good at like, do you know when you have to, like people do it at weddings or like hen parties and stuff. And it's like that, who's the most likely to be, who's the cleanest or, you know, stuff like that. And you have to say, you know, whoever. I think we'd be quite good at this. But then actually, I think when it comes to it, I think we think different things in our head.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know how exactly it's going to work. We were going to do it for this episode, actually. I was asking, you know, and getting Becky to ask couples who would be interested. And then I realised it's going to take a little bit more planning and exactly how it's going to do, how it's going to be scored. So that's all to come, and I'll probably explain that when we come back.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a good starting episode to come back on.
I think it'd be nice to get some like guest appearances, even if it's not necessarily couples, but you know, we can get people in for certain things, or if we've got a list that we know is going to get a reaction from someone. Yeah,
exactly.
So if anyone listening is interested in being a guest or being a couple guest for like the Mr. and Mrs. quiz or... you know, whatever, then feel free to get in touch with me or Niall.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 20 questions, 5.
I think 20.
I think 10 for each other person, but four spread over 4 different categories. 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 4 categories, 5 questions in each category, 4 the opposite person.
What categories are they going to be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Oh, I'm quite excited to see this.
But that's the only downside is that every week we've got to think of different questions for ourselves. Yeah. Otherwise, obviously, we'll know the answers every time. So I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if it will be questions, but it will be a couple Mr. and Mrs. And
style.
We'll face off, hopefully, against other couples. And, you know, we'll run it from there. I don't know how it's going to work. But that's my idea, to do little specials next season. And main focus, try and keep it, you know, listy.
Listy. That sounds great. try and keep like a theme for each thing. Yeah. So it'll be...
Unless something, you know, something happens in the week and we want to talk about it, or something major happens in the UK, or there's a big request from someone to do a subject.
Yeah.
I think that's what we'll try and keep it as. I don't know about you.
No, I think that's good. I think if we have like a theme for each episode, it kind of gives us like a starting block, and I like the idea of having people on and having guests.
Yeah,
I don't know. To be honest, you've done a lot of the legwork for this. I'll just sit down and chat to the microphone for a bit.
That's what I mean. Speaking of that, I also probably at the start of season two, I'm probably going to make the 4 Brummies and the Unexpected Couple separate.
Yeah, I think that'd be easier.
And that will mean getting some weight off my shoulders in terms of what we're doing. I don't know. I just feel like it, because initially I didn't know what this was going to be like, so I started it up under Abbey Sounds, and it has taken off better than what I expected it to do. I don't know. I think it's time to separate the two, and then I can focus, and you can focus more on it also, because it won't be necessarily four Brummies, and then again the four Brummies can concentrate more on their stuff.
Yeah, because like when I listen to it, it like shuffles them together. So I'll be listening to four Brummies, and then it'll go into ours. And I hate listening to ours because I sound horrendous on it. Yeah. As many people have pointed out, I sound extremely Brummy. So I hate listening to ours back. Like I just don't. Yeah. So I just trust that you do the editing and that I don't sound like an idiot. But when I listen, and then it'll just pop up and it's me, and I'm like, oh, skip, next episode. I just hate it. So it'd be nice if I could listen to four Brummies and it'd just be four Brummies.
Yeah, that's what we've got planned for the future. And we'll keep this one short, so I'll probably wrap it up there.
Yeah, again, any feedback, or if you've got any ideas for the next season or anything you really enjoyed from season one, we'd really appreciate you letting us know. Mm-hmm. So
it probably won't be until... We're going to have a break now, so it probably won't be until, I don't know, probably a couple of weekends after enjoying the new restrictions, what Boris have had, interacting with real people other than just us two.
Yeah, to keep an eye on the socials and you know.
Yeah, as soon as we know when it's coming back, I'll start hitting up the socials again.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank
it's
you
been
again.
It's very fun.
It has. I've really enjoyed listening to people and what they think of me and Becky, really. It's been quite interesting. So thank you again. I look forward to you listening to us on Season 2, Episode 1. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.